Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, home to us skin nerds, skin aficionados, the skincare addicts. Welcome, everyone.
All y'all. Welcome all y'all. Today, we're welcoming fashion's favorite facialist, as she's been dubbed by Vogue magazine, and it's none other than Joanna Chuck. We've been wanting to speak to her for quite some time.
Joanna is the go-to esthetician to Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Aniston, Cate Blanchett, Tan France, and the list goes on. She's got over 35 years of experience. She trained first in her homeland of Poland. She built an elite clientele in New York City. And now she's based with her flagship studio in Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. And she's constantly jet setting at a moment's notice, whether it be for house calls or to do a shoot. I feel like she's always at a film festival. And follow along with her on her Instagram, because as soon as the renovations are done, she's introducing her brand new and bigger studio in Manhattan in Soho.
And so with all of this jet setting, both for Joanna and her clients, it's no surprise that her debut 7-piece eponymous skincare range is completely inspired by travel. And you know, the hardships that your skin goes through when you're jumping on a plane and you might be going from LA to the Swiss Alps to shoot a Bond movie or something, and then back to New York City, you know, she's weathered that skin.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like it doesn't even matter if you're flying private, like all of her celebrity clients are. It's still like you're putting miles on your skin and you're just like jet lagged and you don't know what day it is. So I am so curious to try it out. It's actually called The Kit and it's sold as a 7-piece collection. So you kind of get the whole thing all together. And I feel like a lot of skincare lovers will like that because it's very curated, right? And it definitely has a luxury price tag to match this curation. The pouch itself, it's really beautiful. It kind of has like a seatbelt clasp on it and it's giving me like Montclair or like Prada vibes for sure.
Joanna has great taste. And in fact, you can check out her microsite. It's called checklist.com. Of course, it's C-Z-E-C-H. List.com for her last name. And she shares lots of great skin tips there, but also some of her favorite things like her signature glasses. A lot of people want to know who the designer is. I think it's Terry Lazarie, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And she also shares some of her favorite skincare products, all of that. So that's worth checking out as well.
But in today's episode, we're the lucky ones because we're getting all of Joanna's knowledge and skincare tips right here on Breaking Beauty Podcast completely for free, you guys.
So in today's episode, we're going to find out just how celebrities like Cate Blanchett and Kim Kardashian get their skin to look so flawless and somewhat ageless all the time, along with Joanna's number one tip for how to winterproof your skincare routine.
And she really believes in energy and skin energy. So we're going to find out how to cultivate some positive skin energy for 2022. I feel like I really need that right now.
Along with details on Joanna's own nighttime skincare routine, because she is in her 50s and looks amazing and does not wear a stitch of makeup. So yeah, we need to get those tips. So take us to your skincare altar, Joanna, check.
This episode is brought to you in part by Ana Luisa. So, Breaking Beauty fam, did I tell you about how when I was in Los Angeles, I got yet another ear piercing? Like, I'm obsessed with creating the perfect earring stack right now. And that's why I was so excited to discover Ana Luisa. That's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. So let me just tell you a couple of reasons that I love this jewelry brand. First of all, it's so affordable. Their pieces start at just $39. And they're even having a holiday sale right now where you can save up to 25% off. Secondly, they have new jewelry drops every single Friday. And there's really so much choice. They have gemstones, pearls, diamonds, enamel, solid gold, and much more. There's really something for every style and budget. And finally, I appreciate that Ana Luisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. They also produce everything in small batches and use recycled materials whenever possible. So the latest earrings I have my eye on, they're called the Celeste Style, and they're really cute. They are mismatched moon and star huggy hoops that are dipped in 14 karat gold, and they even have a little bit of bling on them. I think they're going to look so great with multiple piercings, and they would make a really good gift too. And the best part is that right now, if you are holiday shopping, they're having a sale. So you can save up to 25% off using our exclusive link, which is shop.analuisa.com/breaking. So I absolutely recommend checking out Ana Luisa with our exclusive link. That's shop.analuisa.com/breaking. I love them. Their pieces start at just $39 with sales up to 25% off. Get your holiday gift on. And let me read you that exclusive link one more time. It's shop.analuisa.com/breaking. And you can check them out on social media too with the hashtag AnaLuisaNY. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hi, I'm Haley Hubbard.
Hi, I'm Jessica Diamond.
This is our show, Meaningful Living, where we break down the overwhelming amount of parenting, lifestyle, and relationship information into credible and digestible knowledge and tools.
Parenting is hard, and the thousands of decisions we're forced to make every day can feel daunting. While we've never had access to so much information, it's never been harder to find the knowledge we need to feel confident in the choices we make.
We're sharing completely uncensored information here. It can be messy, but it's always fun and always real. Check out Meaningful Living anywhere you listen to your podcast. It takes a village, and we can't wait for you to join ours.
I know you can't like divulge all the secrets from your treatment room, but what does keep people coming back? These famous faces, they don't mess around. Like they're not going back unless they're getting the results or a glow. Like what are you known for? What results are you giving them and how do you do it?
So I am that final touch before red carpet, before making appearances. Me, my responsibility will be massaging, creating certain shape of the face, then freezing it into the shape that I created, energizing skin, creating that healthy glow. But otherwise, it's really their job, you know, if I don't see them. So their homework and many other experts, other estheticians and other dermatologists that take care of them. I am very often that final touch to make sure that skin is hydrated, glowy. This way, it does not show imperfections so easy. And I think mm-hmm. they must love pain because I really slap away. So,
yes, I've seen the videos. I feel like the way you described it, I've never heard a facial or the work that you do described that way. I shape their face. Yeah. I put it
and I freeze
shape,
it and I freeze it
that
it.
Way. That's, yeah. I mean, I think that's really quite something right there.
Trademark.
That's an art.
You know, it's about 15 minutes of continuous workout, very deep tissue massage. My right. first instructor told me, there was one of the first sessions back in Poland where I got all my education. She said, treat the skin like a sponge and the muscles like a dough. So I am playing with the dough for about 15 minutes, then infuse proper serums when it's everything kind of warmed up. And then for about 7 to 10 minutes, I freeze it. So you have great, you know, like I feel like I'm that's maybe my imagination, but I really freeze it to the shape that I created. But also, it's very tightening for the skin. Mm-hmm. Also traps all the serums that we applied, and always anti-inflammatory, because anything that has to do with cold, it's anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just fascinated. And I, when I was reading your bio, I thought it was interesting. It said, Joanna's work has been seen in the pages of, you know, Vogue, Elle, whatever. And I just thought that's a description you would usually reserve for makeup artists or hairstylists. So I think that just speaks to the visible transformation that you can provide and why you are sort of that last step before the red carpet and all of that. I want to talk about, you know, I know you have a mantra in terms of how you approach skin, and it's respect, support, and protect. And that all makes sense. That's pretty self-explanatory. We talk about those principles a lot on the show. But when we chatted earlier in the week, what I thought was interesting is you said that the idea of energy is really key to how you approach your skin treatments as well. And I wondered if you could kind of explain that.
Yeah. So the my kind of, I studied biology and so on. So I knew that within mitochondria of every single cell of a human being, from the moment we are conceived, we produce that ATP energy. ATP energy is responsible for the very first mitosis of the cells. One cell divides to two to four. They connect, create tissues, grow, create organs. 9 months later, baby is born. Until 7 years old, we produce tons of it, because that's the time where we have the fastest growth as a human being. We reach the height 4 feet, maybe 4.5 feet tall. But if we would be growing with the same speed, we would be 8 feet tall giants by 14. So it is simply human physiology that production of ATP energy drastically drops around 7 years old. All of us, what do we have in common? We have about 30 trillion cells building our body. We have about 200 different types of cells building our body, which means 200 different functions. I don't know exactly your ages, but I know by fact that you are younger than I am. I'm approaching 58. Energy of my cells, let's say if one of you is 40, so, and I am 58, energy of my cells is reduced between 30 to 40%. Loss of energy is about aging. So there are all different things. Oxidation, loss of energy. But if your cells are losing energy, means they are slowly dying. So until the final physical day on Earth, we still produce energy within the cells. So for me, when I was introduced 22 years ago to sound and light, and that's when I started working with LED, with ultrasound, and so on. That was the moment when I learned that I can stimulate that energy in the treated area for approximately one cellular turnover. So results of the treatment are longer lasting. That's also one of those tricks that I can see a client maybe once a month and they still will look great. Because right after the treatment, maybe I did perform some extractions, maybe I did some peel, and then I did stimulate ATP energy. You might be pinkish. Next day, you will look better. In 3 days, even better. Up to 1 week, you can increasingly look better because I only started stimulating it during the treatment. It's lovely if one can come back initially every 2 to 4 weeks, approximate one cellular turnover, 17 to 28 days. To catch up before the energy slows down again, because it keeps slowing down as we are speaking. We are losing energy. Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. Fascinating. And sound, you said you use sound as well.
Sound and light. Sound and light. So vibration of ultrasound waves and the light. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of home tools that are getting into that now as well.
So let's talk about your product line that you've just come out with. It's called The Kit. It's a 7-piece range. I love it that you sell it all together. I'm curious about how, you know, what's unique about it and whether it has this energy kind of concept running through it, or how would you describe it?
So I will go right away that products do have energizing complexes. They have quite complicated chemical or even botanical names. I would rather almost not reveal what is energizing, because that each product has energizing at least one ingredient. Some of them, they have three energizing ingredients. It's either to multiply the cells, it's either to increase communication between the cells, or simply right away get straight to ATP energy stimulation. So except soothing serum, four other products have that, four bottles, talking about those bottled products. Four of them, they have energizing complexes. Then why those products? 80% of my clients, and probably you guys as well, we all traveled like crazy before pandemic. I mean, I basically was a flight attendant. I don't know. I was more of a flight attendant. I felt that I should be in the aisle showing how to do massage movements, you know, right after standing behind flight attendant. But every client of mine leading after the treatment, Joanna, we are going to India, then we are climbing Mount Everest. What do I bring? The first thing in my head, when you are affected by changes of the weather, by cold temperatures or hot, the first thing that's being affected is pH of your skin. If pH of your skin is not balanced, then automatically lipidic layer will be affected. When lipidic layer is being affected, we will not have the same level of hydration and transepidermal water loss will be higher. And then at the end, elasticity of the skin will be that final thing that it's going to be much weaker. And of course, if it happens just for 2 hours or it happens just for 2 days, we have a great ingredients within our body, our own hyaluronic acid, our own vitamin C and A and so on, and D, strengthening everything. But if it's happening for an increased amount of time, even 2 weeks, and those drastic changes, we need pH controlling toner nonstop. It doesn't have to be below 5.0 because then it becomes microexfoliating. But that perfect pH of human skin, somewhere between 5.5 to 5.9 or so on, that's where we should be. Then I needed soothing. So what I created, what I was picking from all different skincare lines and putting on the desk when clients were leaving. Of course, soothing serum, you're going to experience some redness. My soothing serum has tons of hyaluronic acid as well, all different lengths of hyaluronic acid. It's acetylated hyaluronic acid that provides amazing hydration in and out. Then vitamin C plus. Love vitamin C plus. We created that it's THD, that's the oil-soluble vitamin C that actually does not get oxidized so easy. And this way penetrates deeper, actually hits the dermis. This is, I don't know, maybe it's the first vitamin C that I got access to that actually controls melanogenesis, which means resurfacing of melanin. So even with sun exposure, you most likely will not get much of a color or brown spots. And that's what I experienced within the last 2 years, even during heat and summer. And then the options of two moisturizers, simply light moisturizer. And then the balm was super important for me because very often as toner, also balms for the longest time were not understood properly. And everybody was scared to use something that has oil in, and the same toner were used as a makeup remover. So I keep talking for 35 years how important those two things are, and they should be used different way. Yes. And then two hydrating sheet masks, practicality. When you arrive and you want to do, you know, maybe you were on a plane and so on, I usually use sheet masks in the morning because they are fast acting. Results of them, they are not long lasting, but fast acting. So the quick fix when you have your coffee and wash pads, the face wash pads, not replacement of the cleanser under any circumstances. I never would do that. But again, practicality. When I'm on a plane, I really avoid plain bathrooms. So if I want to wipe my face and replenish something, I would rather do it in my seat or maybe after the gym.
This episode is brought to you in part by Way. So did we mention we're chatting with Kim Kardashian's facialist today? Wow. And guess what? One of her main hairstylists on her glam squad is pretty kick-ass too. I'm talking about Jen Atkin, founder of The Way. Everything she does is on point, of course. I just got back from Bahamas and my hair from the ocean water made my hair feel like straight straw from the salt water, of course. And the first thing I did, I washed it with my absolute favorite Way Detox shampoo. I recommend it all the time. It cleared out all the gunk and I didn't even have to double wash. Then I used my Way treatment mask for fine and medium hair. That's the one that comes in a tub and boom, softness restored. For my final step, I'm always using the Way detangling and frizz fighting leave-in conditioner. I believe it's actually their best seller. I use it to get rid of tangles and I find it really helps with frizziness. It's a must in my routine. Apparently it's good for all hair types, not just for fine hair, but a lot of it. That's what I have with a big side of damage. My hair was totally back to the way it was before my trip. And the best part is when I'm using that leave-in conditioner, it's also protecting my hair from the 450 degree blast from my blow dryer because I don't need an extra step, you know? So I love that. Thanks, Jen. Discover a new way of life with cruelty, sulfate, and paraben-free hair care, body, and fragrance products from Way. Go to theouai.com and use code BEAUTY to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theouai.com, code BEAUTY. And now back to our guest. But not everybody will be able to access the kit or Joanna's treatment room. We have listeners from all over. So let's talk about some of your tips that listeners can use at home. And I know one of the things you've said is that, you know, with your signature customized facials, they're different every time because your skin condition is different every time, every day that you go in. So it might be slightly different. How can we at home look in the mirror and tweak our own routine? Like, what are some, I know this is complex, but, you know, is it, for example, a good idea to have a wardrobe of serums or to do some serum cocktailing? Like, what would be your top tip for that?
I loved that question because I was getting ready. I was getting ready for this conversation. And where I would start, I would definitely start with an expert. Make sure that you are surrounded by right support in your vanity, that you have the right things there. And find proper expert. And while you have your right products, then most likely, you can mix your oils with your final moisturizer. You can cocktail certain serums. Maybe you are suffering from dehydration, but maybe you also want a little firmness in your skin. So Biologique, for instance, is known for all cocktailing serums and masks and so on. That's one of the examples.
Biologique but Recherche,
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I act up, cocktail everything and everyone together. Skincare lines don't love it. But I, when I pay attention, and usually when there are no fragrances involved, there are so many other things that we can cocktail or add together. I would put Costa Brazil oil into moisturizer by Biologique Recherche, and it works beautifully for me.
Costa Brazil, you said? Brazil. Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard of that one. Is it just one particular serum or oil?
They have only one facial oil and one body oil.
Okay.
They have beautiful body cream, and now they just came up with facial serum.
You know, it's Francisco Costa, Carlene, you know, like Calvin Klein.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like streamlined, like you would want it on your top shelf for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So you can mix that with your Biologique Recherche. Okay.
You can mix with your moisturizer if you want to make it more luscious or you want maybe a little more omegas. You know, maybe the cream does not have all ingredients that oil can propose. Not everybody loves putting just oil on their face, you know? And then all of a sudden, 10 years ago, some celebrity pour oil on the body and we started putting olive oil all over. Mm-hmm. That's not the way how it works. Jill, you were talking about delivery systems, right? Mm-hmm. There is no delivery system from olive oil to our skin. Mm-hmm. What can happen after 2 months of using it, you can completely dehydrate your skin. Because oil dissolves, oils prepared for cosmetic use, they have some extra humectants and delivery systems. So besides dehydration of oil and dissolving our own oil, we have support of some other hydrators. Those oils, you know, the olive oil is great for cooking and it's great to remove the skids of a rubber from the shoe, you know, on the floor. Everything gets removed by oil. But that's how powerful oil is. Mm-hmm. And that was always my speech to anyone who was scared of oil. Oh my God, Joanna, they will clog the pores. Oil does not clog the pores. Dehydrated skin, powders, that's what clogs the pores, not oils at all. Unless you are pouring petroleum, but I guess that's not the case.
Okay.
So yes, I'm into mixing and matching, paying attention to the weather, what's happening, switching a little bit, shifting, you know, when it's cold outside, we definitely get oily and bummy during the day. That's my advice. But if you have tons of heat at home and you could get dehydrated, maybe that's going to be oily and bummy as well, or maybe just super hydrating treatment. You can have a few cleansers. I love using very gentle cleanser in the morning, and I like a little heavier, even balm cleanser or oil cleanser at night, even though I don't wear makeup, but that's a residue maybe of SPF or layers and the whole day, you know, kind of whatever they brought on my skin. So
yes. So what's your number one seasonal skincare tip to kind of get ready for winter, get ready for the colder weather?
So I love that. Be 0 Celsius and below, or when it gets lower numbers, we have single number and windy. That's what we can experience on our face. It's a microfrost. Mm-hmm. So it will not be necessary. What happens, I was telling a little bit, Carleen, the other day, what happens with a glass of water when you put it into your freezer? It changes into ice, expands, and glass breaks. So that's what happens if you don't have proper protection on your skin, which means something oil-based or that balm that I keep talking about. Yeah. If you don't have that and you have just random moisturizer, very hydrating, very comforting, and you will spend an hour outdoors walking your dog, or you're going to be that runner, skier, or skater, usually those people are affected by it. Microfrost, I mean, those pores will never be filled in with the water and you mm-hmm. will have an ice cubes in the pores, but it's going to be that microfrost that temporarily expands your pores, but permanently squeezes your capillaries. Those permanently squeezed, broken capillaries, we refer them as a telangiectasis. And that's when you see outdoorsy people, skiers, skaters, and so on, they have tons of redness and dehydration. And it's usually due to lack of protection. Besides SPF, that's another story. But talking just about consistency of a cream, I definitely would like everyone to emphasize on a thicker moisturizers, balms in the wintertime. That's the mandatory thing.
Oh, yeah. But like the barrier boosting creams. Like if you say
that's
the word.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I know I need to dig those out of my skincare box. It's time.
Any other tips for winterproofing your skin that we may have missed when it comes to your eyes or anything? Or exfoliating too. I think people don't know.
Exfoliating, it's always advised, but I would not do it during the day. Maybe I would do it definitely at night. I wouldn't do it more often than 2 to 3 times a week. They are different forms of exfoliation. All of those things depend, again, on your skin's age, not your chronological age, but where your skin is. Is your skin menopausal? Is your skin post chemo? Is your skin, do you live in a hot climate? Your skin will be behaving. Also here a little bit where we come from. Asian skins have thinner lipidic layer and so on than white skin. So knowing your background and so on, you will be prepared properly. You need exfoliation, but don't over exfoliate. We need tons of protection in the winter. Any drastic treatment, more aggressive treatments, which extra peels, extra exfoliations, I would recommend in fall and spring when the temperatures are milder. The ultimate healing temperatures are around 67 to 70 degrees. Your body is not wasting energy to heal, let's say, to heat itself or to cool down. It's concentrating on healing. So if you did something more invasive, or more of a like series of peels, series of exfoliation, or even more often at home, I would do it more in the spring and fall.
Okay. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
If you're investing in sessions. Okay. Good to know.
Loving all of Joanna's tips today. I want to pause for a minute to chat about the importance of daily SPF in partnership with Neutrogena Canada. So something I'm personally very passionate about is practicing safe sun. In fact, all of my friends give me a nickname about it. They call me Sunny D because I am always just telling them to wear sunscreen. And you know what? I'm vain. I'm all in for the premature aging benefits of SPF. I don't want wrinkles. I don't want dark spots. But I also know how serious the sun's UV rays are. And I've shared on the show before that my mom has had skin cancer. Thankfully, she's A-okay now. But sadly, I've also personally known several young people affected by melanoma, and they were not so lucky. And in fact, in Canada, melanoma is one of the most commonly diagnosed cancers, and it can affect anyone regardless of sex, age, or race. And the majority of cases are caused by excessive sun exposure. So wearing that daily SPF really is essential to skin health. And you want to be wearing SPF 365 days a year, not just when you go on a sunny holiday. And that's because UV rays, they can get through clouds, fog, haze, water, sand, and especially snow can reflect and even increase the sun's burning rays. And all of that said, you want to make sure that you find a formula that you'll love so you'll actually wear it daily. For me personally, I'm partial to the Neutrogena Ultra Sheer Dry Touch Lotion Sunscreen SPF 30. It never pills and I never look shiny. So Neutrogena Ultra Sheer Lotions and Face Mist Sunscreens provide safe, lightweight, non-greasy sun protection that's ideal for every day. They absorb quickly, leaving skin feeling soft, clean, and fresh with a shine-free and matte finish. I love that. Visit Neutrogena.ca for more information on the products and visit melanomanetwork.ca for information regarding melanoma prevention. Now back to the show. Well, we're switching gears a little bit now because we want to ask you a little bit, just because holiday season is coming up and if maybe people are indulging a little bit more, and I think they will be this holiday season, we can finally get together. And I'm personally like, I'm such a sap right now. Like I saw a Christmas commercial yesterday where people were hugging and I was like basically crying on my couch. I was like, oh my God, like it's been too long, like all these reunifications. So I think people will be drinking and eating and just celebrating a lot more. So what tips do you have for hungover skin that's maybe eating all the salty snacks, all of that stuff?
Have your dandelion tea handy at home to drink that. Dandelion tea, if I'm pronouncing it properly, it definitely reduces any puffiness and water retention.
Dandelion tea?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
So I love having ice cubes prepared, made out of this tea. I like drinking that tea. So ice cubes go, of course, under the ice in the morning. Have plenty of your sheet masks, like even basic hydrating sheet masks. Nothing needs to be fancy as long as you keep them in the bottom of your refrigerator. You wake up in the morning puffy and dehydrated. Spray a little bit of pH controlling toner because I promise that was affected pH of your skin by all of it. And then apply your mask.
Yes. Especially if I've had too much of those.
Yes. And work with your ice cubes over the mask or under your eyes. Hydration in and out, drinking maybe extra water during that time, because that's usually what I notice. It's not even, of course, you know, breakouts might appear if you're overdoing on sugar, but those are, I would say, almost easy with all the little pumpkin enzyme things. I can tell you, as a Polish person, you can put slice of potato to prevent hyperpigmentation. It does work, but I would say that tea, ice, tons of water, sheet masks.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not the Big Mac special. Okay. And I want to ask you about your own skin because you don't wear any makeup,
I don't.
Fantastic.
I have today a little bit. I do.
Do you?
I do. But regarding my own skincare routine, the most important moment of concentrating on it and what I do, my skincare routine starts at night. And that's what I advise to 100% people, anybody who's listening to us or not. Your skin is about 60% more potent to absorb everything during relaxation and rejuvenation time. So how my routine looks, I come back from work, I take all my clothes off and I'm under the shower. If I wash my hair that night, that's going to be a little longer shower. If I don't, I wash my face. I usually have slight jelly facial cleanser in my shower. I wash my body. I massage it with silicone gloves because I have not met the girl 16 years or old or up without dimples on the body. So I massage my body with silicone gloves. I step out. I apply my Dermalac lotion and ACE body oil by Environ, and that's every single night. I put my PJs or sweats, and then I get into my FaceTime routine. The face is clean, then comes pH controlling toner, then usually cocktail of serums, or maybe my soothing serum. For last 2 years, I've been using a lot of it because it has great hyaluronic acid. And then I do my routine sometimes with eye cream, sometimes just with my moisturizer. And of course, very important, that face that starts with the nipples and ends in the hairline. I don't use any particular products for neck or décolleté, but never forget about that. Lipidic layer on neck and décolleté is reduced 30 to 40% in comparison to our face. Jawline creates almost perfect borderline between amount of sebaceous glands. That's why we experience oiliness or acne on our face, not on our neck, décolleté, or the back of our hands that we have barely sebaceous glands. So it's extra important to take care of this area without necessarily buying neck and décolleté cream, because the skin is not different. It's the same physiology, anatomy, and pathology of a skin. So we have one, my saying, don't bring streets to your sheets. That's the nighttime routine. Make sure that you take care of your whole body, because that's your health. 25% of immune system. And then nipples up, that's your face. Don't ever forget about that part. And then my morning routine, just to completely be honest, wash clothes or little wash pads, removing residue with the lukewarm water and gentle gel or oily gel, depends how I feel. Removing residue after nighttime, pH controlling toner, vitamin C plus, that's what I've been using recently. And then the balm or moisturizer, depends what my skin needs. And I sometimes use finishing serum, one of those by Biologique Recherche. I follow with this finishing serum. If I'm traveling to work and I'm just 7 minutes in the car, I have to admit I don't put SPF, because then I'm 10 hours indoors without any light. I'm one of those people that actually does not freak about the whole SPF situation, that, oh my God. So that's my routine, that consistency of it. And then I have a few toys that I call them Netflix friendly. And that could be, yes, that's my massager, my Siluma cold laser, that I kind of catch up on shows or read the book or study. And then, or Siluma could be on my belly, Siluma could be on my legs. So I keep that red LED light. That's what I'm mainly referring to. And that's kind of almost every day doing something, but not much. I know it sounded a lot, but my steps, they are really 4 steps. Yeah. But also, you know, you mentioned, Kaline, the other day, you know, that yes, my skin looks good. I think my lifestyle helps with that as well.
Yes. I think that's like 90% of it, especially as you're with diet and lifestyle and knowing what to eat and things that, like, they just, even if, you know, it's just that all of that stuff that's like sodium laden and all that, it's just going to make you look puffier. And just like, you know, the plant power has like way more benefits than not. So why not just eat all that good stuff, you know?
Joanna, you were saying on the phone the other day too, that a lot of these celebrities, it is their lifestyle, right? A lot of them get up an hour earlier than probably the rest of us. And yes, they start doing, you know, you probably know, whether out there running or walking or whatever.
So exactly the situation that was my conversation maybe last year with one of them. And literally, like, she says, you know, everybody is bitching that we have those the chefs and trainers and so on. Yes, not everyone might have a chef, but I understand them. They are on the camera every day. I understand them more than ever, because how many times I was heard and criticized on Instagram. So I understand them, and you can take on me so much, right? And here I am completely being myself, you know, but not everybody is, you know, has to love me. And that person said, Joanna, if everyone would just offer 1 hour extra for themselves, whatever that's going to be, either preparing balanced food for morning to start morning properly, and or take 40 minutes walk and just spend that instead of being in bed, because we are very easy to complain, to judge and so on, but put a little work. Discipline is definitely needed if you don't want into anything drastic, you know, regarding changing your skin or so on. So being disciplined is very helpful.
Yeah, I think you said it before too. It's like consistency and like discipline. It's like doing anything and doing it regularly and doing it to the best of your ability. It's like that you're going to reap the benefits of that, right?
So I think people would be curious to hear, before you created your own line, what would maybe three skincare products be that you would buy over and over? Like they are just your ride or die.
Yes. So I was always having handy Biologique Recherche cream mask Burnix.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So good.
Yes, 80% of hyaluronic acid, 20% of lipids, 20% of proteins. Everything what newborn baby needs to be protected by. That's how it was bioengineered. Another thing, always one of the sequences, which is retinyl palmitate from Environ, the skincare line, which is always that vitamin A. And never, ever going to bed without putting my mixture of Dermalac lotion and ACE body oil. I do highly recommend, and does not matter when we are running it, when people are listening to it. We start taking care of our body in May because summer is coming. No, body care should be equally important. I mean, nipples up, that's our vanity, you know. Mm-hmm. Body, it's our health. And why not to prepare now? Because it don't happen over the night. So massaging that body during the shower and then putting proper antioxidants and controlling pH with Dermalac lotion. And that my three to go things that I always.
Okay. What are the silicone gloves that you recommended? Which ones do you use?
They are those gloves with the spackles, and they are also by Biologique Recherche.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I love with my shower gels. Yes.
Okay. By the way, so many facialists recommend that brand Environ, which I've actually not had the opportunity to try maybe many years ago, but it's obviously got some kind of like secret sauce going on because lots
of South Africa, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
It is. But it was created by Dr. Des Fernandes from South Africa. He's the really original person who came up with that microneedling. He's the one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That was 1996. And anybody else who wanted to kind of mimic his home microneedling device never was the same. Either the length of a needle or thickness of it, or even how sparse or not sparse they were situated on that roller. Mm-hmm. It never worked the same. He's the one. Why I am crazy about the line, because they have everything what your skin needs. Mm-hmm. They have products with minerals, obviously with vitamins A, C, E, with peptides. So all the skin builders that we actually have within our skin, and then we can support the skin from the surface as well.
Great. And I know you love luxury, but would we ever find a drugstore buy in your bathroom?
Oh, I have all line of Avène, everything. Yes. So they are moments that, let's say, either that was a photo shoot going on for 3 days and then my skin would be bleeding from makeup. That's just the way how I react. And even though, Carlene, you were full of compliments to my skin, I do have my stage one of rosacea. So it's kind of comes and goes. And definitely after makeup, I get a little flare up here and there. So after like 3 days of makeup or a lot of sun exposure, I want to almost go to a baby line. So something completely benign. It's okay. If I will use thermal water by Avène that was proved to heal burn victims,
yeah,
I will be okay. So yeah.
Okay. It's a great line. Very under the radar.
I love it. I love it. We carry it, and I prescribe for anyone with any little dermatitis, and there are so many versions of them. Everybody has now a lot of rashes around the mouth area and eye area, and it's been so helpful.
For sure.
When it burns, Avène or La Roche-Posay.
That's another one that I love. Yes.
You've talked lots about energy today, and we want to cultivate some big skin energy. So how do we do that for 2022?
How do you get it? Get proper treatment, combining sun and light, use a energy supporting product. Also, work out, because by proper blood flow, you are energizing more than you're imagining. Have your body massages. Go for some good skin slap, face slapping, not skin slapping, face slapping.
Okay. <Yes. laughs> I want to try this. I really do. Well, I can't wait to one day be in your hands, Joanna. That's what I feel like I'm craving.
I would love that.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.